bad boy.
What's that?
Not you. Not you. No. You're a good boy. When Rabbeinu writes in Torah 54 that when a person wants what does not belong to him, it's called a bad eye. Has a bad eye. Like Avshalom. Avshalom was the son of David HaMelech, and he wanted the kingdom, kingship, instead of his father, in his father's days. When it wasn't even belonged to him, it belonged to Shlomo HaMelech. It's called a bad eye. Someone who looks at something which is asur, he's looking at something which does not belong to him. He's looking at a woman which does not belong to him, or he's going to marry her. If she's Eishes Yishayi Vavoy, and even if she's single, are you marrying and marry her? She's a Goya Ma. You're going to marry her? Not Shuga. It's not yours.
Would the Korach be another example?
Huh?
Korach, who was looking at Moshe Rabbeinu. Korach.
Korach?
Yeah.
What about him?
Another example?
Yeah, a bad eye, of course. Definitely. But the main bad eye, the strongest bad eye that there is coveting women. Okay? That's what the Chazal say. Ayin ra'ah lev chomed. The eye sees, the heart covets. It's automatic. It's immediate. There's no time to control your halgashot, your feelings. Immediately when a person stumbles in a ra'ah sura, immediately his heart wants it. That means that he felt the ra'ah ayin, like we learned. The ra'ah ayin, the bad eye, is that when you desire what does not belong to you. And anything else that person sees, so he has the free will if to desire this or not. He sees a beautiful house. You could desire it, you could not desire it. He sees a nice car, you desire it or not. Right? He could work on his jealousy, he could control himself. He could be happy to be, make an effort to be happy with what a friend has. Yeah? But regarding women, it doesn't work like that. You don't look at your friend's wife and you say, I'm so happy he has such a beautiful wife. You don't do that. You look at her, I mean, you might say that, but you, in your head, you have titles. Therefore, a person does not have Shmira Sainayim, he's not working in Shmira Sainayim. He's definitely Ra'ayim, completely. Because he covets whatever he sees. And he transgresses the law of Lo Tachmod Eshtarecha, don't covet your friend's wife. Many times a day. And that, Mashpia, how do you say Mashpia? Influences on him.
Influences him
in many, many terms in his life. The Ra'ayin is controlling him. And he becomes Ra'ayin in many other things. Example, he wants a friend, he sees a nice car, I wish I had that car. It's a beautiful house, I wish I had that. And as he comes to steal, he comes to this, he comes to all kinds of things. Therefore, in order for a person to be Tov Ayin, you want to be only Tov Ayin, only to have a good eye, he needs to strengthen and to work in guarding the eyes. And that's an aspect of being happy in your portion, which is not to look beyond your own four amos. Because a good eye is someone who's happy, is content with what he has. He's happy with whatever Hashem gave him. He does not want at all what does not belong to him. He believes that Hashem Mashgiach alav, Hashem supervises over him. He gives him exactly what he needs in order to reach his complete tikkun of his own neshama. Mimela, that influences him in all the other characteristics of his life. Also in the down, also in the kshayim, in the difficulties, in the lackings. Because bizchus shmira seinayim, he merits to believe that this is what he has. This is what Hashem gave him, exactly according to what Hashem knows, what he needs for his exact rectification of his neshama, to reach complete, true completeness, eternal completeness, forever and ever. There's another point of Shmirat Ha'inayin that Ravash, I assume, was doing so much able to do it, that he met this also, that the strength in the, just when a person works in Shmirat Ha'inayin, the strength in the part that I don't want what does not belong to me. I don't want it. I only want what belongs to me. I don't want what does not belong to me. If I look at that woman, it does not belong to me. She does not belong to me. I have my own wife to look at if I want. I want to look at someone else. Okay? Not chashuv. So we have now another aspect, another thing that we could have before. And he goes, dude, Hashem, help me to believe that I have exactly what I need. And what I don't need, I don't have. And not to desire anything which I don't have. Because if I don't have it, I don't need it. In spiritual ways, yes, you have to desire. Also in physical, if it helps you for the spiritual. You want to buy a car. Hashem, help me, I need a car. It helps me go to the field, whatever. It says, Tov ayin hu yevorach, Pasuk says. A person who has a good eye, he is blessed. A person who is happy and content with his portion, he's definitely happy with the joy of others. Because it has nothing to do with his own portion. Nothing's on his account. The opposite, every joy, every simcha, whether it's his or the other, just adds light and simcha to his life, to the general picture of his life. Ooh, I'm so happy, this guy also got married. This guy had another kid, I'm so happy. Oh, Hashem, what are you going to do with mine? Someone took from me something. And that's what it says. Tov ayin hu yevorach. Someone has a good eye, his life is blessed. Because everything he accepts with blessing, right, with the bracha of Hashem, he's happy, and he blesses everyone. Even when they receive things which he's still lacking. For example, a person who's lacking, he does not find a zivuk for many, many years. And his friends get married, and he's very happy with him, and he blesses him. And it does not confuse him, the fact that he's 40 years old, he never got married. It's not confusing. What do I got to do with my friend who's 20 who's getting married? I'm so happy for that he's 20 getting married. He took my wife, he took my kashur. Okay? Because he believes in emunah, with complete emunah, complete faith, in hashgacha pratit, that the ikuv, how do you say ikuv in English? Hold up. The hold up that he has in his zibul is not coming, right? It's the best thing for him. He has no questions on Hashem. No persecution of himself, no complaints. Why is this one getting married and I'm not? That kind of person is blessed with everything. Yeah, he has everything he needs. And especially in the matter of children, more than even the zivug. It says in Torah 54 that someone who has a bad eye will not have children, Chas v'Shalom. Therefore, someone who wants children, he must work on having a good eye. Be happy with every child which is born through his relatives, friends, neighbors, anyone who knows him, and to bless them all, that they'll have good children, and that Hashem is holding back his own salvation of having children, he should accept with love and joy. It's easy for me to say, right? With emunah, that this is his portion, that's the best thing for him for now, and if Hashem will decide otherwise, to believe, that's exactly what Hashem wants. That right now, he will not have children. And that's the exact hashgacha pratit that Hashem has in him in order for him to reach his complete tikkun in this world and then also in the next world. Regarding not having children. And also in spirituality. A person should be happy with his spiritual level, whatever it is, even if it looks a lot less than others. He's mamash alapanim, vakantim, alapanim, he's mamash so low. Right? It doesn't mean that he will not desire to become higher. I want to always be higher. I want to be higher like him also. Of course. Yeah, but when he sees, he imagines to himself that for him, Sigate, which is not going well, but for his friend is, right? For example, a certain person, for him to get a daf of Gemara, he needs to learn a thing 100 times, and maybe with a few shiurim of Mordechai, and then he'll pick it up, maybe a little bit he'll pick it up, maybe. Okay? But his friend, okay? At the same time it takes this guy to learn 100 times, he's learning one daf gemara, he learns 100 daf gemara. And he remembers it all, without any work, with no shield, nothing, he just sits, just runs through. Okay? So a person can have jealousy, he'll say, why me, nah, okay? Mazakashu. A person has to be happy with the portion that Hashem made his mind like a block, like iron, and he does not accept the Gemara so easily. Yeah, Stalin telling you, who cares how much Gemara a person knows? It's not the Gemara how much you know, it's how much effort you put into it. There's a guy in the yeshiva, he tells me, you know, I'm very upset. I'm very, very upset. I said, why? He says, I understand every old Gemara without putting any effort. I don't know what to do about it. it's very annoying. I have no effort in my learning. Opening them up, I know it all. And I remember and everything. He's a genius, because you know him, you all know him, I'm not going to say his name. Okay?
What did you tell him? What advice?
I just heard what he had to say. I told him, you also have a place of toiling, of course you have.
Did you learn the Rishonim? Did you learn the Achronim?
You learn it all like that. Very easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot. There's always a lot more to see.
Of course.
Whatever it is, both whether it's physical or spiritual, one person is able. He gets up, neitz chatzot, easily a different person. Woo! Till he gets up, he has to do 6 hours bodu to get up his man tefillah. He's up anyways, right? Right? It's a belief. It's exactly what Hashem wants for me. Hashem wants for me tshuva and tefillah and this thing. That's my portion. That is my test. That's my work. Thank you, Hashem, for my portion. Thank you, Hashem, for my friend. It's so easy to get up. That's called having a good eye. He doesn't have a bad eye that because that he's not doing well, oh, why is my friend doing well? Okay? It's not chashuv. Not chashuv. So my son is, you know, my son is learning. He goes to a guy who teaches them illustrations to draw. To illustrate, to draw.
Illustrate, yeah.
Draw, to paint, all kinds of things like that. He's a Breslov, of course. You know him, Weissman. Anyway, so he always tells the kids. I asked my son, how was it? He said, the first thing he said when he came in yesterday was, don't compare yourself to the other. Whatever you do is the best thing you can do. It's the best thing. Be happy for what he did and be happy for what you did. It's not chashuv. Why do you need to look at the others?
Your son is telling you that?
Yeah. My son, I asked him, how was the shiur? That's what he told me about the shiur. It's worth the 50 shekels. That's a lot more. He also learns how to draw.